did you use the head of a hog?
Well, they did. They make sometimes make head cheese out of it, you know. That was when I was a boy.
Did they use this part?
The joles, yeah, they'd fry them sometimes.
Was that a special treat, or?
Well, I didn't care much about it.
I was introduced to hog jole and black-eyed peas for New Year's. That was a new one for me. And how about cooking cornmeal or putting cornmeal in the juice from head cheese or?
Make souse.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they used to make that. Souse meats.
Did you ever lose any of your meat during the winter? Did it ever sour?
I don't remember when I was a boy that they did. I don't remember it was put in.
What do you call meat when it's no longer edible?
It's spoiled.
And how about butter?
Well, butter gets, some of them call it rancid, or it gets strong.
Uh-huh.
It can get so bad, I guess a person wouldn't want to eat it.
Yeah, that's pretty offensive, isn't
it? Yeah.
How about milk when it's just turning sour?
Blinky, I don't like it either.
And how about it when it's curdled?
Well, it's... what did he call it, Mom? Clabber? Clabber milk.
And the curds that you can eat in a bag?
Cheese, that's... Make cheese out of it, you know, this cottage cheese.
Uh-huh. Do they have any other terms for that that you can recall when you were a boy?
Clabber milk, sour milk, blinky. Blinky is when it starts to sour. Buttermilk.
Did you ever hear cottage cheese called smearcase?
Yeah, I've heard it. You used to call it that.
That's a good old German word that's crept into our language. Did your aunt ever take fruit from the orchard and put it in a deep dish and bake it as a pie with crust? And
well, baked pie to a cobbler?
Yeah.
Yeah, cobbler, yeah.
And when you had a pudding, did you pour anything over it at any time?
Yeah, we had, what did they call that stuff that poured out? What did they call that, Mama?
What?
Oh, not cream. I'd just rather have cream over it. They make some kind of a sauce to pour over pudding, what do they call it? Is that what they call this sauce?
Oh, well, what kind of pudding? Hard sauce.
Any kind. Whipped cream?
Uh-huh. Hard sauce is a strange term, isn't it? The stuff is soft.
But
well, it's hard sauce is just stiffer, and you spoon it out.
Oh.
The other is more
so. Like the fella who was supposed to fold in an egg, so he fried it first. What do you call food that you eat between meals?
Oh, have peace.
Mm-hmm.
Used to want a piece before your dinner, or in the middle of the morning, have a piece of bread, a piece.
Mm-hmm. And when you're out on the range, first thing in the morning when the cook got up, he'd get the fire going, then what would he do?
Oh, he generally wash his hands, make the bread, fry the meat, maybe potatoes.
Uh-huh. Did he make anything to drink?
Coffee.
Uh-huh. Did he start that early, or was that rather late in the game?
No, I expect he'd put it on. I don't know what he'd put it on. Don't remember what he'd put on the first thing or not. Probably would. He'd have a big old coffee pot.
Mm-hmm.
Hold about 1.5 gallons, 2 gallons.
Mm-hmm.